Mary, in imitation of the women of the Old Testament, sings a song of praise to God. Mary, the living Ark of the Covenant, rejoices at what God has done. How long have they been waiting for the Savior, the Messiah? 9 months? 9 years? Hundreds and hundreds of years, waiting for the fulfillment of what God had promised. A liberator, a savior, a redeemer, not one to simply remove the occupying force of Rome from their midst, but one who would free them from their sins and restore communion with God in himself. Not for the sake of Israel alone, but for the sake of the whole world. Mary rejoices and sings her praise to God. And yet, what are her circumstances? She is a betrothed young virgin who is now pregnant. The whole discussion about Joseph and his finding out and what is to take place and all of that is yet to come. She is caught up in something that is so much greater than herself. The circumstances are quite difficult for her. We even see when we hear of what happens to Joseph and, you know, that he could shame her, he could have her put to death, but decides to simply divorce her quietly. I should tell you, my brothers, that this is a serious situation that she has entered into. The circumstances of her life are right now, in this moment, incredibly difficult. And yet it is not the circumstances of her life that cause her rejoicing. It is something much greater. It is what God has done. Right? Look at her prayer of praise. It's all about what God has done. It is a reminder to us, my brothers and sisters, that your joy, your disposition of heart, is so much greater than simply the circumstances of your life. It is easy to praise God when everything is great. Do we praise God when the circumstances of our life suck? Sorry, I don't know if I can say that word in church at the podium, but I did. When they're bad, when they're not what we want, when they're difficult, when they're a trial, when there's suffering, when there's injustice, when it's hot, when it's humid, when I have to work. None of these conditions, none of these situations of life determine for you your need to rejoice, or who you are as one who renders praise and thanksgiving to God, because it is always right and just, isn't it? Because the source of your joy, the source of your happiness, the source of your contentment, the source of your life is so much greater, and it is not because everything in your life is great. An incredible reminder to us today of the good and awesome things that God has done in our lives. The church, since the beginning, whenever she has gathered in the evening to pray evening prayer at the setting of the sun, for almost 2,000 years now, repeats Mary's words of praise as her own. That meant in the midst of the persecutions of Nero, the day after Peter and Paul were both executed in the church gathered in that evening in order to give praise and thanksgiving to God. In the midst of the Black Plague, in the midst of every trial and suffering, the church in the evening at the setting of the sun has repeated Mary's words of praise. What a good reminder for us. Are you encouraged, my brothers and sisters, that your joy, your happiness is something so much greater than the situations of your life? The foundation of your joy and happiness is so much greater than the situations of your life. Does that console you? It should. Because what that means is that it cannot be taken from you. It cannot be taken from you. No one can snatch it from you because it does not belong to this world. It is yours whenever you decide to enter fully into that mystery. The joy and happiness of redemption is yours, and it cannot be taken from you. And in every circumstance and in every situation, it is yours to choose. I know. It would be so much better if the world was just made perfect today. Today's not the day for that. Someday it will be made perfect. But until then, your joy and your happiness is found in something so much greater. And nothing of this world can take it from you. Amen.